Millions of Americans at risk of losing birth control access amid Trump administration funding delays. In March 2026, millions of Americans face the potential loss of birth control access due to funding delays for Title X clinics under President Donald Trump's administration. Title X is a federally funded program that provides $286 million annually to public and nonprofit health centers serving uninsured and low-income patients. These clinics offer free reproductive care, including contraception, to about 2.8 million Americans each year, with roughly 2 million relying on them for family planning. The funding process for Title X was delayed significantly. The Department of Health and Human Services missed its usual fall timeline for releasing grant application guidance and opened the process only on the 13th of March, 2026, giving grantees just 1 week to apply instead of the typical 90 days. Applications closed quickly, and the previous funding cycle ended on the 31st of March, creating a likely gap in support. If funding does not reach clinics promptly, they may have to reduce hours and services, lay off staff, or close entirely. The White House and HHS have not explained the delay. Advocates warn that grantees have no large financial reserves, and even a short lapse could lead to irreversible consequences for patients. Funding is scheduled to be distributed on the 1st of April, but that depends on the agency's ability to review dozens of applications in 7 business days. The Trump administration has a history of efforts to weaken Title X. It proposed defunding the program in the 2026 budget, withheld 22 grants in 2025 affecting hundreds of clinics before reversing under legal pressure, and eliminated the entire Title X office during the 2025 government shutdown. Though Title X funds do not cover abortion, conservatives have long opposed the program because it requires non-directive counseling that includes all pregnancy options if requested. As of the most recent federal data, around 2 million Americans could see limited or lost access to birth control if this funding gap persists.